This one, I'm turning to the book of Prophet Isaiah, chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55. And I read to you verse 1 and 2. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Ye come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and you labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. So these are the words of Prophet Isaiah, the words of God, which God through him gave to the people of Israel, but it also speaks to us. And we are thinking about this morning, and our theme is God's gracious invitation to testy souls. Since I'm Kakra, I can Isaiah chapter 55, and some way I book one of Isaiah, so catch Israel for, and some so a sound so catch Ryan, and then I'm a pay a person at Jungry and home Kakra. Now, some of you now say, now book one not doom a frail or the frail a cra to come at the home. I book one not doom or the frail. Na dom frɛ a ɔde frɛ Accra so kɔm ɛde wɔn. The words here in this passage is put in a figurative form as it's something that we have to understand it as per scriptures, how scripture teaches it. And some more, okay, and some more, I hope all can there, but all can, I saw, or their family will seem to be na all can. Actually, so say the green one that you see, any who the upper actually, actually, and the one thing is that sometimes in the Bible, our bodily wants are often employed figuratively to remind us of our spiritual, the spiritual wants in our souls. The Bible mirror brain, I am Yaku Ponfa, Mesima, Yenipa Diamu, and you may hear him now the first one, the actual. Said the crowns here Neoma or say Edema Accra. And this are one of the things we are having here. So I hope on Mary Brenofa, Nipediaso, any Mesima, Neoma here or say a permanent, not or the Achray and soon soon Neoma, fire crack and so on. And in things which concerns, we know that even our physical needs, God who helps us to secure them. Provide for us, and when it comes to our spiritual needs, we are entirely dependent on His gracious supplies to us, which He always calls us to see. This is a Bible now, and you may hear the idea. You have pointed my info, and the question be, oh my, you know, to me, and you've been here, the year, and soon help you. But if I soon soon when I crack on your idea, you need to be a young, you find it be a young, no pet, no good to me. I the here am I now not dumb so or the mind or sound so chance yeah you can that yeah come once. For instance, in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, the Lord Jesus Christ described guilty sinners as those laden with heavy burden who must come to him for rest. You can Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 is scripture or in some more kind you say omwa Bonia do that because in that Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 it tells us that if we want salvation from sin, we must seek all from him, the savior of the world. So he said that all who are who are heavy laden and burdened with, they should come to him. The same way we have here and the passage is also a similar invitation which God gives to all who send their need for spiritual life or salvation that they should come to him for free provisions which he has provided. As your kind, Matthew, So we are looking at this in this way that God is calling all to come for relief, come to be satisfied from Him alone. Verse 1, I read to you again. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat ye, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Ho, come, ho, everyone that thirsteth. So, the thirst, so you hear more. I say, one wants to come, what do you want? And the thirst, I mean, when we use the word thirst in the Bible in this way, it shows the intense desire for something. You see, normally we know when we are thirsty for something, you are intensely, seeking that you are something that you need. Or when we say somebody is thirsty for water, we know that it's coming to the bottom. And the person really needs water. If he doesn't get water, nothing will satisfy. We know that in all this world, one of the things that can never be satisfied with any other thing until we have gotten that is water. You will be thirsty, seriously, drink all the fruit juice or beverages all over. If you don't get water, you will not be satisfied. Until you get real water, you, even if it's a little, satisfies you, then you are relieved. So you see, God is using that condition where we, in our human body, we need water, and except the water, except we are satisfied with getting real water, nothing satisfies us. And that is how we are indeed, but though we don't see it. You see, in that state of sinfulness, Sana Nipanya get here, but we all desire for something. And this test here has to do with a longing for spiritual life in the soul. A longing. It says Nipa Kramuno Uninyangu Pon ni su old mu. And as a so nyana on yangu pon temu aye baku nipa ni sajama. And say, a penny, And naturally, everyone born into this world have this test in them. So, this testing is a spiritual test after God Himself. A spiritual test of God Himself. Have you ever sat down to think why there, in the whole world, every place you go, there's people who worship idols? What does that mean? Say, we are seeing here. The Europeans we say today they don't worship their ancestors. They worship idols. People are worshiping idols everywhere. Why? Because there's a test for God. So there's a test for God, you see. Or if you go to the Amazon forest, those who are civilized people, they worship. They have their way of worshiping idols, and they have their places they call sacred, you see. Brazil, we say for Amazon forest. So there's a test in the human soul And that thirst continues increasing, but do we feel that thirst? So this thirst, God knows us, you see. He knows what we need. So he said that everyone's that tested. We are all testing. But you see, how do we satisfy that thirst? In Matthew chapter 5 verse 6, we are told, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. There's a test in our soul, but many don't test after the right thing. They don't test after God. They don't test after righteousness. You see? The reason why we have that longing in our soul is because we are not righteous. We always are filled with fear and doubt and uncertainties about it. We don't know anything. But then that test is right when it is tested after God and His righteousness. When we are feeling that we are without God empty, and that we feel that we are without God and His grace to us and His smile upon us, we are nothing. And as I said, this test is there, but people don't feel that this test must turn them to God. God said, for they shall be filled. They will be supplied. God will supply this lack in their soul. See, the Lord said, "Ni ni pa ya ba awo abo wi ase nya sa atinkan wo ye mu." And he said, "Nyakopon ho kom, I mean, it's come no at the end there, but na me kind of say, your body mun sin ye hu said there or say ye dey ye pesa the betumi ama ye kra to ni ye pe efi rade ho." Ndi ye hwe wo nyoma bebre mu. But Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 nche said, "Injrani won wa onyakom ema tene ye." See, so that the right testing must be after righteousness, after being right with God. Somebody who put on table by fire, me who said me nye obi amia so ni tia no, na yangu put on shemi a neneji me mo. So, also sa pen no say I don't know yet papa was what sa pen Bible say Israel to test after God and so that I will love Him and be like Him. It's a pleasant thing. It's a happy thing. Because if you don't, you test, if you make your that test move to other things, it's disaster. Rather, it should lead you to test after righteousness. And again, all idol worship leads people to unrighteousness, so that this test will never be satisfied when people turn away from God. You see? And so, by this wrong direction of test, of our test, people, sinners don't seek to satisfy their desires in God. Are rather intemporal things of this world. Now, if he says that, and because people are not directing their test to the right way where they will seek after God, people think, well, having things of this world will satisfy their soul. Having money, possessions, or maybe enjoying pleasures of the flesh, they will be happy. And then people give themselves to this. And yet, these things do not satisfy. Who has gotten full satisfaction from money? Nobody, not even the richest person in the world. It's ever satisfied with money. No, there's always lack. Not with the person who possesses many things in the world. He's never satisfied. He's ever looking for more. The money, the rich person, the world, ever, until he dies, he's ever looking for more. You see? And even if he gets, there's still the other thing that he chases after. Friends, this insatiable desire in us show that we are not complete. Sir, a penny, as a away, we say, You see, if we are perfect or if we have a proper desire, we wouldn't be troubled. We wouldn't be desiring after things and saying that, well, when we get them, we shall be satisfied. Because like a new man, for you be using new man, when you're not getting a rebel system energy. But as long as if I say in your new man, we are seeing who say the car, say a day, say a few years near Hubert Toyer, and she said, a penal, a common idea crown, a young son. And people seek, continue to seek, and seek, and seek. And as we are not complete, because we are not able to satisfy all our desires. So my question to you is that, where do you seek your satisfaction? Where are you seeking your satisfaction for your soul? Is it about the things of this life? Said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, which says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. So this world cannot offer us anything. That's what God is saying. Ho, everyone that tested, come. Everyone that tested. He knows that we are all testing. So God is graciously calling everyone to seek full satisfaction from Him. Because He alone is able to fill the vacuum in the human soul. So he says, come ye to the waters. Come, everyone that has said, come ye to the waters. Here is the waters represent spiritual blessings, abundance of spiritual blessings, which are able to enrich the human soul. So he said, come into the waters, and that has that full supply for your spiritual need. Come into the waters. Come and enrich your soul. And what do we have as the waters? The Lord Jesus Christ Himself said that he that cometh to him, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. You see, the water here represents the gospel. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the only provision which God has made when we come to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He's able to satisfy us. Our souls will be okay. Our souls will not feel to be satisfied by anything but in God alone. The gospel declared to us how God is so sympathetic to the spiritual need in the human soul, produced by sin. Gospel nature yahu pong on yatin kamanipa said ya kramuno bonyama yin to me nya sa ahmode any sa nyunyam noa and as a sa sunwa abema ya kra to the yumuno yahu pong and himself ni penis idea. God cares about us. He knows that humans born into this world in sin, none of us have. Nobody who is born into this world have that spiritual satisfaction where we are able to be happy in God alone, that we can listen to God and be okay. No. Say, Betty, I'm going to go to the Psalm 78, the history of Israel. Bible says, I'm going to go to the Psalm 78. And so,
complaining to the point that God has to punish them.
You see, they cannot trust in God because they think they cannot trust in the word of God. You see, that is the problem of man. We cannot trust in God and rest our hopes that what God has said is okay and that by that I will live my life. No. Until we have come to know Him, we cannot trust Him. So that many of the people of Israel didn't know God, you see. And many of them perish for their own belief in Him. So here, God is telling us, He is sympathetic. He is caring for us. He cares for us. He knows our spiritual needs. So come to the waters. Come to the gospel. Come and rest your hope in that. You know, through the gospel, God tells us, He sends His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come to this world to suffer for the punishment of our sins on Calvary's cross. And some punishment is saying, I'm going to pass, although we are sinning, don't just listen, I'm sure, I mean, it's a common verse people know. See, I'm going to pass, although we are sinning, The troubles in this life and in this world because of sin. And God knows man has no solution for sin problem. No. Man don't have it. Science cannot solve it for us. Education cannot solve it for us. Morality cannot solve it for us. Being religious cannot solve it for us. Science is going to mean solve ni pani hawa wo ewo riasimu. Ba abrabomu hawa. School going to mean solve my end. There is trouble in this world. And who can hold us up in this trouble? God says He sent His Son. Only He can hold us in this life. On open the bed to me, I saw you. No, to me, I'm a boy after the him. Oh, right, yes, I see you. You know, God has never promised that He will take troubles out of this world. He has rather promised that He will destroy this world and then He will bring in a world that is better. Now, go for one share of us, my area, see, we need one top, one share of us. Then, woman, I go, I said, or best say we are see that, not if we ask for fra, asunge, offense Akuma to him, and you need your whole dying member. So that is it. God has promised to destroy this world. So until that time comes, God wants to relieve us. Kopimra Sam Ren by Mupon said yet yes as he's never said. Or so you now and however to you know. Yet to me who saw no pet no you will be to me either. A boy. So God has never promised to take suffering and trouble from this father. He has promised to hold us up if we trust in Him. Many people promise peace and I know this 31st night that, but this year that the year will come again, the same people will go again. Fine, if you have this, then that. And if you have all the money they promise you, or if you have all the health they promise you, by the time the year goes to an end, ask people what has happened to their life. They will tell you. So it's like, why do we deceive ourselves? And then that I own. You see, they are deceiving themselves. There's trouble, and then we have to accept it. And when we accept that there's trouble and we are helpless, we run to God, we have help. So you see, there is trouble in this world, but God has promised us. The Lord Jesus Christ has taken the punishment for sin. And that's why we come to believe in Him. He forgives us and again hold us in this life, and we may have that peace we need. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money or without price. So he's calling us to come. Money. Also, why would this kind of bra? Bra never talk. You know, in this world, for us to get things, before the money came, it was barter trade. You have to exchange something, see? You have to give something to get something. So that's the picture he's using here. So for we need something which there's a cost to be paid for. So that's the picture here. Come and buy. Come he that has. But you know that people who will come for the blessing of salvation don't have what it takes to be saved. So money here has to be with the price of something, as we know. And also, in this application, it refers to the price
of sinners' redemption. So yeah, here in some part of extra bonini see I two of you bonim and who a car or certain to you. The price of redemption. The price of sinners' redemption. And who's able to pay for salvation? Find a bit me to you and quite young. Nobody. Not you, not me. No one can pay for the price of redemption. No one can pay. No human being can pay. And he that has no money, come, ye buy and eat. Ye come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. Salvation is costly, and yet he said we should come for it without price. See how good God is. And quite yet, And so, in himself, on himself, so no sinner can pay the cost of his salvation. Why? Because there is no good to claim before God. You don't have it. In Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6, we are told, for we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as the leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Can you remind that? Anyway, Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6.
Yes. Well, it says, I say, they want to hear. I did to say to my boy, the fifth. I say,
leaves are nothing, you see. So that is how God sees us in our sinfulness. We cannot come to Him. We have nothing to claim before Him. We cannot pay for our cost. The cost for us, we cannot. So always when I hear people, so I'm going to be stationed on the street. Oh, talk about salvation with them. You explain it to them, and sometimes you ask them, "How can we go to heaven? How can we know God?" Well, unless you do this. No, look at what we have told here. All our good works, all that we have as righteous, it has filthy rags. So when they tell us, I quote this to them, how do you see yourself and what the Bible says about you? We have asked nothing before God. We cannot pay for our salvation. So God in mercy invites all sinners to come for free forgiveness. That's the picture. And he that has no money, come, buy and eat. You have no money. God has paid the cost. Come, buy and eat. Salvation is free as Christ Jesus has paid the cost. Somebody must pay, but Christ has paid it for us. You see? He paid for the debt of sin on the Calvary's cross when he shed his precious blood. The price of redemption from the curse of sin was paid by him alone. Nobody has secured for us that. No, none of us. No one has secured that for us. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, in Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. So, that's what we need, you see. And he says, come ye, buy and eat. This is an invitation to all to partake in the blessings of Christ's atoning sacrifice. Come buy and eat. So that's a picture. How do we possess something? Unless you take part of it, then also. Is it enough? So come buy and eat. You don't have any money, come. But there's a free provision made of it. The cost is paid. And all that you need to do is to come by believing in Jesus Christ that he is able to forgive you of everything and save you from it. So everything that God has for sinners and for those that will not come to him, you'll be free from them. And so this also implies a personal coming to Jesus Christ, a personal application to him. And so when Jesus said, come ye buy and eat, while also I will buy, na wọn so do rẹ ẹ dẹyin ẹtun ne so ọsẹ obi abira panuko baako baako na do rẹ bẹ tun ne so sẹ obi tun mi ayẹ dẹyin ajo so we see each one of us should come and by coming it means you have to believe in Jesus Christ. You have to come and rest your hope in what he has done on Calvary's cross. Sir, Pastor, who only have put any unquadier, any a bravo mukranyoma, a strony, a friend, say, how near they sell but to me as family? So do I how near to Christus? So do I how near to Christus? Brana Virginia, eat something. I'm sure we eat to feel, I mean, to feel for the body. So the soul also needs to eat, spiritual eating. How the soul eats is by faith. How, let me explain this. Everybody said, when the COVID, when COVID came, everybody was saying, how are we going to have a solution to that? What medicine is going to? Then immediately, we are told it's the vaccine. See, all countries are rushing after the vaccine. People think when they have the vaccine, they will be okay. Why do they believe, quote unquote, in the vaccine? They have confidence that the vaccine will do them good. The same way, in a spiritual sense, you have to come to that realization that, like the COVID, we don't know, we don't have anything. Except you rest your hope in Christ, that only He can save you from your sin. When I have Him, everything about sin is done with. It's not that you live your life anyhow, no, but the fact that God has something against me, and that I have to go and account for my sin, He has paid for. So I yield myself to Him, and repent and trust in Him, see? Have confidence, that's the meaning. Have confidence in Him. So it's so that He will save you from that. So you have to personally have confidence in Christ, not partial confidence. See, people claim to believe in Him, but it's partial, they don't truly entirely trust in Him. So come, ye buy and eat. You know, the Lord just writing in John chapter, He said, when He said that the Jews, some got offended. He said, you have to eat my body and drink my blood. And then, it's like, he's saying something about it. But he was telling them to believe in Him. That's what it means. To eat Christ is to believe. To have to feed your soul and your mind that all that the Bible speaks about Him is true. And I rest my hope in that. That's how you eat. You see, you trust in Him, you put yourself in Him. Ye can't buy wine and milk without money and without price. Often, wine in Scripture is often used to represent that which brings joy. So the wine here has to do with joy. Come and buy joy, and also for milk, it is something. It is also used to represent that which is rich and satisfying. A Bible says a kasane a bebusemne a kasa milka a patcha say a dia a ma a main. Remember how many people were going to the land of Canaan? We are told that the land flows with milk and what? Honey. No, it's not that it's flowing with first cow, but it flows with. I mean that the land has so much that it will satisfy them. It has so much to provide for them each and every day. And even you remember when the spies went to spy the land, when they were coming, they took a bunch of grapes and it was so amazing. It's testimony that the land is full of provision for the human body. So here, it has to do with that which satisfies the soul. In Peter, Apostle Peter, we are told, he said that these are the sincere milk of the word. The word of God is, present as milk. You see, because we have to feed on it. You see, the mind has to feed on it. The gospel, the Savior, the salvation message about Christ, that He is able to save us, and that He has died for our sins on the cross of Calvary, must be able to satisfy you, if you are willing. You see? You must come to satisfy yourself with that. So the sense is that the blessings of the gospel are suitable to bring joy to your soul, and also to nourish and support it. And so that fears, troubles, alarms, fears and doubt and distresses from troubles will not hurt you, you see. So that though you be in trouble, you will not be without those without God, where you are so desperate, you will be satisfied in times of trouble. So that those who are saved will be free from all that affects us. Doubt and fears, deception, hopelessness, about the purpose of this life and eternity. You see, when we are saved, say, young one, so na san so ma abragwe mu no se be so how to me any boafo any pe any dey area to so you need to if you so na am I a so I clear say that you are if you are me kan go pon call for to be saved brings these things to you and that this makes you free from, because mostly always these are the natural causes. When things affect us, we are hopeless because we don't know where to turn to. No, but when we come to Lord Jesus Christ, in times of trouble, we turn to Him. Though we will not be relieved, but yet He supports us and gives us the strength to bear and gives us what it takes to be able to be joyful in those difficult times. And all these things are freely given to us, are freely given to all who repent and believe in Jesus Christ. If you repent and come to Him and ask Him, He will give you these blessings. You know, recently, I'm sure all of us, we heard it, there was one guy who said God was going to destroy the world with flood. And initially, when I heard it, I thought it was just people have taken it serious all over. I heard that somebody even traveled from Liberia, coming to the ark, or whatever. And finally, we heard that the guy was living, he said that he was living like creating a content. And the boat he was using, I think Elmina also, they were constructing those boats, and he was using it to create his content. See? But people believed him, you see? People believed that was true. Until the day he came to say, well, and people begin to die. But then people believed him. You see how, if we don't know the Lord, anything can shake. You see, if he had given about 3 years, for, I'm sure many people have given into that. People were angry, people were, because what does the Bible say about the end of the world? It's sure. But do people trust God for that? No. You see, somebody, this is going to destroy the world. People are afraid because you don't trust in the Lord. If you trust in the Lord, in Psalm 48, let the earth, let even war comes and let this country, let us be refugees in another country. The Lord is still with those that trust in Him. He never changes. You see, He never changes, and His word stands the same. If you believe in Jesus, you shall know Himself, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. John 8:32. If you believe in Him as your Savior and yield your life to Him, that He will be your everything, you will be free. Nobody will I'm sure we know that there's so much a falsehood around, but God, those who know God are never secured. I add a verse 2, my time is already gone. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? And you labor for that which is sweet satisfied not, hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. So here, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? Here is a rebuke to many who are not grateful for the great salvation which God has provided for us in the gospel. Emma wa wati nyankopon nkwagye wo Kristo mu ene de bosha washa ma yenso no meni nso sa bosha no this is a rebuke to them. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? So why do you rather spend energy and time to obtain those things which do not profit your soul? We can go see that people hear the message, but they are willing to give their time and energy to other things which they think may give them happiness. When I said I spoke about like money, wealth, but even false religion. Opinions of men, people trust that than trust the word of God. Like, as I said about the art issue. People trust it and think that he was right. Why the word of God is clear about everything, you see. Again, many today have heard about the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they need to believe in Him for forgiveness of their sins. And also surrender their life to Him for salvation, protection, guidance, and everything in this life. But the thing is too simple. And if I pray, I say to Christ, I am for or no, but I get you born him. No, I'm not going to buy no, I say, so we are seeing more. They are saying more. But only that same way, that's what they say. Oh, yeah, but to me, Ben, see? To me, Ben, so many of these people are wasting their time and opportunities and strength, and they are just after the so called prophet of our time. They are all false prophets. There's no prophet in our time. The Bible is clear about that. They chase after this false prophet and their false teachings, and they have put their hopes in these lies. And they don't care about what the Bible says. They're happy to listen to this superstitious claim by this false prophet and live their life by that. They go up and say, oh, I heard from the prophet. No, no, no. A believer that the only one who guides us is the Lord Jesus and His word. A believer doesn't need anyone to guide him about the things of God. I always repeat myself because it is all over. And that's what many people believe. Even those who used to attend churches who used to be so-called sound and orthodox, they've all given way to this. And that's all that people believe. And they have to go to some prophet. When I was a child, we called those churches Sunsunsori. Now Sunsunsori is the modern church today. If you go to Aleduna, everybody knows they were Sunsunsori. But today, people don't even know what is Sunsunsori. And people think that, no, it isn't true. Christianity has never been like that. To know God and His salvation and to trust in Him, it's not like that. We don't need anyone to be our prophet. We don't need anyone to guide us or protect us. You need the word of God. You need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Give your life to Him and give yourself to Him. You see, people don't want to give their life to Him. People want to be wise in their own conceit and so claim to have God's protection. It will never happen. You see, people are happy to depend on opinions of man. They give attention to all this nonsense, you see. You know what these so-called prophets are doing? And I'm sure we all know. People depend on their words than the Bible. I'm sure we all know that. If they say it, whether it's in the Bible or not, they're okay. But even if the Bible says, no, they want to listen to their lies. But no, the so-called prophets are not God's, the words of these so-called prophets are not God's words. They are words of Satan. You know why? Because it takes people's attention from matters of eternity. So-called prophet in Tom Okana, I am for one summon service, I'm in there yet. A unified being feed that shit, I tell money we are seven banners. Those who chase this prophet, how many of them think of, the coming of Lord Jesus Christ? How many of them are thinking of, if Christ comes today, where will I be? No. All that they think about is my business, my marriage, my whatever, my or demons or witches in my family. That is all. No. These are not important matters to us. If we are in Christ, nobody can touch me. Unto me. Who created the world? God created the world. If I am, He is my Father, I am His child. Who is Satan? When I tell people this, that is true. That's what the Bible teaches us. And whoever believes it is secure. You see? But do we trust the Lord? He said, oh, come and taste. You see? The last part of our verse 2. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? So you see, all this so-called problem does not really satisfy the soul. It does not give the soul quietness. And recently I went to Central, when I was coming back, I picked up a person, and I think he told me that, well, the first time he went to stadium for a program, and he lives in Central, I asked him why. He said, well, he wanted to go and test what things will happen and all that. And I told him, does he trust him? He said, he's a Christian. Yeah. And I said, why do you want somebody to help you with those things? Why don't you go to him? And I tried to explain to him that God wants us to trust in Him and yield our life to Him. That's the only thing God demands of us. He doesn't want us to just move around doing anything. And he himself realized it was foolish to even do that. You see? And the fact is that people are not satisfied with their soul. You see? But our satisfaction is in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we come to believe in Him. When you look to Him who died on the cross of Calvary, who suffered for sin and all the cares of sin, to come to yield your life to Him. So, burn out the rebellion now, who will Calvary Christ? Nah, I don't know how much about it. Okay, so this is what God did. My time is gone. But to delight yourself in partners, the gospel, the blessings of salvation, it's fact, it's so immense that we cannot enjoy them till we die. And eternity is so fast. It's fastness, you see. The soul will indeed be satisfied when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, if you are not counting, come to Him, repent, and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I won't buy His Christian chair. And of course, there will be a doubt. Jesus Christ will be one more. Why do you move out? But don't you need it? Don't you need it? Don't you need it? Don't you need it? I quite a bit of my dear, who point deeper for the Homer Christ. No, I do. I do a few more anymore. Not the rest anymore. But the Lord help us as we think about these things. Shall we pray?